was going to do a little holiday shopping this afternoon, and I wandered into a nursery.
Yes, sir.
We're not in the winter wonderland below the rim. What kind of green options do I have?
Well, there's...
Or even above the rim if you're looking for something indoor.
Obviously, poinsettias, Christmas cactus would be great indoor options, whether you're down here or up there. We have little, there's little Christmas tree-shaped rosemary and lavender plants that are sheared like a little Christmas tree. Those are a great little option. Packages of seeds. I mean, even for up north, you could start, you know, accumulating your spring garden seed collection for somebody. So you could go in and get them, you know, the stuff they're going to need to plant in a couple of months up there. You could start seeds inside. Maybe a little package of soil for starting seeds and some seeds. That'd be a great option, whether you're down here or up there. So we talked about pruners, you know, maybe a new pair of hand pruners, maybe a new pair of gloves, any of those things. You know, everybody goes to find their gloves, right? And you use them twice a year, so you can't find them because you left them laying somewhere or that sort of thing. So gloves, hand pruners. Those would all be great ideas, whether you're in gardening season or out of gardening season. So if you're down here, you know, maybe, you know, if you'd want something just quick and easy, little pre-made color bowl arrangement, maybe a gift certificates for gardeners. I think, you know, I know a lot of people don't like to give gift certificates, but it's kind of like going to, you know, if you're a hunter or a fisherman and somebody trying to buy you something, you know, they just never quite get you the exact right thing, right?
Might not be the right fly or the right rod, you know, line.
So why risk it? And why, you know, and sometimes it's more fun to kind of pick out your own thing anyway. So your gift certificates, always a great way to fly. You know, and then you can get really creative. Maybe it's somebody that bought a new home. Maybe you buy them a gift certificate. Find out what it costs to have a tree delivered and planted. And buy a gift certificate that would cover the cost of having that first tree for their new home delivered and planted. Maybe a landscape design. Maybe buy them something that would cover a nursery having a landscape designer come out and actually design something. We talked about irrigation controllers. Not probably going to find those at a nursery, but an idea would be to get somebody a new irrigation controller or a walkthrough on their irrigation system. Maybe a month of lawn maintenance.
There you go.
How about that? Huh? How about a month of lawn maintenance for somebody? So,
Bill and Gilbert has texted in and wants to know, he has a 3-year-old lime tree that produces very small oranges around the bottom. How long should it take to produce a lime? I know I read that twice. What I'm thinking is shoots from the below the graft.
My guess is, yeah, he's got the sucker below the graft has started to produce some type of, you know, sour orange or it's whatever it's grafted on, depending on what it is. You know, and there's also, it wouldn't be orange, but a lot of limes will turn real yellow when they're kind of really ripe. But more than likely, he's got the rootstock has produced some growth, and whatever that rootstock is, the fruit is ripening. And, you know, it's not a lime. It's something else, obviously.
Sometimes a graft can be hard to find or identify. What am I looking for, or what should he be looking for to start trimming off? Well, and you had mentioned not trimming yet. Can we take
root suckers off just anytime. You should keep them off because they're competing, you know, they're robbing the tree of nutrients and growth, and then you end up, a lot of times they're very vigorous, and if you don't catch them in time, you end up with, actually they just take over the tree because they become bigger and more vigorous than the rest of the tree. So if you wait too long, then you have a real problem. So usually the leaves will look different. A lot of times they'll have a great big thorn on them that the regular tree doesn't have. Stem a lot of times will look different. Of course, they're going to originate from just right about at ground level or slightly above ground level. So if you're in doubt, just kind of look at where they come off of the tree, and that usually will tell you, yeah, that's that's not right. There shouldn't be any branches coming off, you know, 2 or 3 inches above the ground. The graft is going to look like a, just maybe a little bit of a swollen or a crooked place in the trunk of the tree, hopefully about 3 to 6 inches above the ground, maybe a little higher in some cases, maybe a little lower in some cases. It could be up to a foot above the ground maybe. But it, as the tree gets older and bigger, it becomes harder and harder and harder, and eventually you won't see it at all as the tree grows. But as a young tree, it'll look just like a little bit of a bump.
If you're not...
Uh-oh.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
If you're not opposed to a little leaf eating, someone with distinct taste buds can actually chew the leaf, and it'll tell you the flavor of what it's producing.
Good luck with that. But, you know, I've people tell me they can smell the difference and all of that. Okay. I can't very easily, but... you know, that's one way, I suppose.
I forgot the order of my citrus, and it worked for us. And trying to decide, okay, what's this one going to be versus that one? The grapefruit especially have a very distinct taste over the oranges on the leaves. But like I said, you have to chew the leaf.
John Jay, thanks a bunch for today. We always appreciate you studio and helping our listeners with their lawn, garden, and outdoor living. Folks, y'all stay tuned. In the 9 o'clock hour, we've got Terry Gellenbeck from the City of Phoenix Recycling Program, going to talk about what we need to do with all the packaging and the cardboard that we're going to be disposing of in, about, and around our house here over the next week. At 9:30, we've got Ken Colburn from the Data Doctors going to join us from New York City by telephone and talk to us about cybersecurity. Protect yourself. I got to find out what I'm doing wrong. I've been hacked twice already just in the last month. At 10 o'clock, we got the Junkers coming in talking about the power of being a volunteer year-round.